Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Thursday, April 4th, brought to you by the Indoor Racer Showcase. Join Grand Forks' best source Saturday, April 6th, for the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. You'll see sprint cars, late models, go-karts, and more. See your favorite drivers like Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Brendan Mullen, the Peterson family, and others too. This free event is open to the public and all ages are welcome. Enjoy spiced pork burgers, brats, and baked beans served by the Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team for a free will offering. There'll be reps from Beer's Black Dog Barbecue, Casa M Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. Mark it down in your calendar, Saturday, April 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. All right, here we go. Your weather today, man, is going to be a grade A ray day. Sunshine, sunny skies. We're looking at about 56 degrees today. Polk County Sheriff's Office says an inmate who died while in custody committed suicide. 51-year-old Michael Bagley from Lebanon, Tennessee, was found unresponsive while in the Northwest Regional Correction Center in Crookston in February. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. The Minnesota Department of Corrections is investigating the death. The Sheriff's Office says that's standard for any death in jail. Well, State Representative Cory Mock says he will not seek the Democratic NPL nomination for re-election in District 18. Now, Mock has served as Grand Forks District for 16 years. Democrat says partisan fatigue and political discourse are among the reasons he is not running for re-election this year. Well, many North Dakota homeowners should see a decrease in their property taxes as long as they registered for the primary residence credit. Now, the deadline for applications was March 31st. North Dakota State Tax Commissioner Brian Crosches says he's pleased with how many homeowners applied for the credit, but would have liked to have seen a few more apply. Out of the participation rate would be right at 94-95%, so we captured the vast majority. He said property owners should know by mid-July to early August whether their application was approved or not. Well, East Grand Forks, one step closer to implementing a quiet zone. City Council approved a series of motions and bids designed to implement the project. Now, the city's been working with Burlington Northern Santa Fe on easements, construction, and closure agreements. One of the larger projects is the removal of the street crossing at 3rd Street Northwest. Cost to silence the train horns is around $1.8 million. City would cough up $1.1 million. Burlington Northern Santa Fe and MnDOT contributing another $712,000. Work would is expected to begin this summer. A final completion date would run into the 2025 construction year. Well, you know, CNH Insurance, they begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and, of course, service. Now, they strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and, of course, the best customer service possible. It's their priority. You know their agents? They have over 50 years of combined insurance experience, and they are licensed in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. Hey, for all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy. 218-773-0287, or you can drop by their offices at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest of East Grand Forks. You know, Grand Forks' best source, we insure with CNH Insurance. Maybe you ought to think about doing the same thing. Well, anyone that filled out NCAA brackets, they probably already look like Swiss cheese and full of holes. But for one kindred 8-year-old, his bracket is near the top of the ESPN leaderboards. Lincoln Ham filled out a men's bracket and is in the 99.9th percentile out of 24 million brackets. Ham's final four picks were Purdue, Houston, UConn, and Alabama, meaning this young guy picked three of the final four teams correctly, including the Crimson Tide that highlights former Devils Lakes player Grant Nelson. Now, Ham is currently first for a youth Minnesota Vikings fan group and could need his champion pick of UConn to win it all to stay on top, but he's actually wanting second in that group because first place gets assigned TJ Hawkinson helmet, while second gets assigned Justin Jefferson football. Jefferson, by the way, is his favorite player. And finally, in sports, NBA, Anthony Edwards had 28 points and 6 assists. Minnesota pulled away for a demolition of Toronto in Minneapolis last night, 133 83-85. Wow. Naz Reid added 23 and 7 boards for the Timberwolves, who won their second game in as many nights. Rudy Gobert finished with 11 points and 15 boards. Major League Baseball, Minnesota Twins beat Milwaukee 7-3 yesterday. They've got their home opener today at 3:10 as they host the Cleveland Guardians. High school baseball starts today. How about that? Grand Forks Red River at home hosting Fargo Shanley at 4 o'clock. Grand Forks Central is at Fargo Davies. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock. And in the NHL, the Minnesota Wild host the Colorado Avalanche tonight at 7. Well, that's your morning update, brought to you this morning by EyeSight Drone Services. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Hey, all right, 11 o'clock today. It is Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. Yeah, the Bullring Boys talking with some of the unsung heroes of River City Speedway. You know the guys behind the scenes that help put on a great show every single week? Facilities manager Tommy Hofflin and Scotty Iverson, head of concessions, are on the show today. I love these two dudes. I can't wait to see what's in store for the new season and more. And make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. We're on all of them, all right? Hey, the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.